Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show comes to you every day from sunny Southern California. Got college hoops being played. Don't worry, I got some picks. I'll make you some money later on in the day. You're going to need it because tomorrow you got all those NFL games, college football games, Egg Bowl, Bedlam, the big game. You name it. Also got some picks for you later on this hour. John Middlecoff will join us in 20 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on a team I think is the best, the sneakiest best team right now in the NFL. We'll talk some Packers as well. Talk some Chiefs. We'll talk some Thanksgiving Day football. Mac Jones has an interesting comment about Thanksgiving pies. You had, what's his name, Judon, who said he doesn't understand the mac and cheese thing. Now you have people coming to mac and cheese's debate. We got a lot to talk about. Isaac Lohenkron is in today. He's always entertaining, of course. Jay Stu and John Ramos, happy Thanksgiving to you early on. Tomorrow, quick programming note, tomorrow I'll be guest hosting the Dan Patrick Show. And Jay Stu, I believe, will be producing that show. So want more Gottlieb, you'll get me early in the morning. And then I'll be cooking, grilling, smoking, doing all that stuff that that I want to do, that I need to do. Okay, let's get to this. Aaron Rodgers had his weekly thing on the Pat McAfee show, and I thought it was interesting. He had this to say about one of the after effects of having COVID.
I believe that I'd mentioned that it was more painful than turf toe, and I had turf toe years ago. And the problem with turf toe is that, you know, it's that joint in your big toe, and it is very painful. So naturally, I'm leading people to understand that if it's worse than turf toe, there must be some sort of bone issue. Again, it's better the fifth toe than the first toe, or even the second or the third, or probably the fourth toe. Look, Pat, I've already talked enough about on this show about my medical status and other ways. So I've given you enough information at this point. I have a injury that's not going away, and I'm going to be dealing with it for at least the next few weeks.
So, I mean, I don't know how much research have you done on post-COVID health issues, right? And it's one of the things where it's like we take up so much time trying to research, you know, do our own research, whatever, and talk to Joe Rogan about our own kind of issues with the vaccination. We don't spend the same amount of time researching the disease and what it causes if you're not vaccinated for it. When I heard this interview, and I was thinking back, like, I remember reading something about extreme fatigue, about shortness of breath, about how people have what's called COVID brain, the difficulty concentrating, you get sleep disorders, you get fever, anxiety, depression, like all of these things are tracked, are real things. And what's amazing to me is, I guess it shouldn't be, we do this with the Constitution, we do it with the Bible, we do it with lots of, I mean, heck, I do it when I'm referencing things where you just pick, you kind of parachute in, pick the little things that you want to pick, that you want to know and do and say and support your argument and avoid the other parts. I think this is, it's terrible for Aaron Rodgers to have to deal with. I think it's great for the rest of us to understand that there's lots of stuff we don't know about these things, but just trust me, they're trying to protect us from ourselves or protect us from the disease, and you don't want to get it unvaccinated. You just don't. You don't want to get it, period. You definitely don't want to get it unvaccinated, and Aaron Rodgers is a perfect example of that. You know, oh, you didn't tell me this is a possibility. Like, no, because that wasn't, I was trying to sell you on not getting the vaccine, on all these other treatments that you can get for it. Oh, wait, Isaac has breaking news about this. change how we look at it. What do you got?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Well, Doug, you can't make this up. Literally, as we speak, Aaron Rodgers is having his weekly media availability, and he said that he does not have COVID toe, that he has a fractured toe. He also says that the initial report from the Wall Street Journal was wrong. And just to cement his point, it was a video Zoom news conference. He held up his foot to the webcam to show that he has no lesions on his toe. I'm not making this up. So right now, spreading like wildfire on social media, screen grabs of Aaron Rodgers holding up his toe to the camera to prove that he has a fracture and no lesions on his toe. I think it's safe to say that you cannot get this sort of toe-foot podiatry analysis anywhere else. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm looking at the screen grab, a screenshot of him holding up his toe. It does actually cement the point that COVID toe is a real thing. COVID brain is a real thing, right? Shortness of breath and lung issues are a real thing, whether Aaron Rodgers has them or doesn't have them. I'll be honest with you. I have the toenail fungus thing. I haven't been able to shake for long periods of time. My feet are pretty embarrassing to me.
You could get an endorsement deal to alleviate that.
I would like
synergy.
That.
Yeah,
I would like that. I would like that to happen. I like that to happen. And Aaron Rodgers' defiance towards people, I think, is a real thing. It's a real part of his personality. It's probably a real part of his strength. What's made him a great athlete and what makes him an interesting guy. But there is a level of defiance. But what he's saying, I believe him to be true. He thought it was COVID toe. It's not COVID toe. He's probably researched it more and thought there has to be lesions on it. He has a broken toe. That actually really hurt. Broken toe is like one of the worst bones you can break on your body because nobody gives you any sympathy. There's really nothing you can do about it, but it can hurt like hell, right? I've broken my big toe. He broke his pinky toe, and it does hurt like hell. And it's not like you can bandage it or put it in a splint, right? Like, you're just kind of got to deal with it and decide if you're going to play through it or not play through it. The net takeaway is that it's. Yeah, you're going to have people who continue to want to die on the hill of, you know, it's just like the flu, and it's not. And I don't know enough about it. I don't know what causes these things. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care enough about it. I just don't. But I do know that you got enough really smart people saying like, hey, this is probably going to get bad in the winter, so maybe get that extra, you know, get that extra booster shot, because there's other countries that would kill for that extra, for the first booster shot, for the first vaccine. And we, the country with everything, chooses to pass on it time and again. And Aaron Rodgers, whether he got stepped on and broke a toe, whether he had COVID toe, whatever it is, the recovery hasn't been as seamless as, oh, hey, you get it, you get the sniffles and you're good in a couple of days. That's not how it works. And if you're like sitting here, you're like, man, I'm sick of talking about COVID. So am I. But the best way to stop talking about COVID is, yeah, that's it. Get vaccinated. So we all get vaccinated and then we all move on with our lives. That's the comical thing. I get more people who send me direct messages and Facebook messages and all these other dumb messages about how I'm wrong and talk like I don't know anything about it. I don't. I just know that really smart people who do this for a living, their information is based upon actual study and research, and that's what I'm going to go with. And if you tire of sports teams and athletic events and concerts and travel and everything else being canceled by something, well, here's a suggestion. If you want me to stop talking about it, I gladly will. I don't wake up any day going like, you know what I want to talk about? Seems pretty simple to me. We don't talk about measles, mumps, and rubella, do we? Do you remember that segment we did on measles, mumps, and rubella? Do you know why? Because everybody's vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella. That's why. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, look, we got a lot of their actual sports to get to. So tomorrow, I love tomorrow's slate. Do you know why? Because you'll have people complaining about the Bears and Lions. You have people complaining about the Bills and the Saints. You have people complaining about the Cowboys are always on there taking on them, but the Lions, why are the Lions on TV? Like, look, it's your tradition. This is what we're doing. And at some point they'll be good or decent and they'll be on TV, but you do have a choice. You could actually pay attention to your family. You could go outside and throw the ball around. You could play in the turkey bowl. You could do a turkey trot. You could do hide and seek. You can play cards with your kids. Like, in a day in which it's supposed to be about getting around family and giving thanks for all the things you have, we're going to have more people complain about a meaningless football game than you have ever seen. But there are things that are universal about Thanksgiving, including food, sides, desserts. Mac Jones, who coming out of college looked like he really enjoyed a good dessert, doesn't like a certain kind of dessert. We'll discuss it next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show, alive and full effect. Remember, Mark Rogers is going to join us. He's a good buddy of mine. He's covered Oklahoma sports for a long time. I want to talk about that. There's some interest. There's always the rivalry games are always interesting, but I do think that on a micro, the Michigan Ohio State game, the big game, and Oklahoma Oklahoma State, there's some similarities there. Michigan, the winningest college football program of all time, but you know, Jim Harbaugh has never beaten his arch rival as a head coach. You combine that mentality with, think about Oklahoma State, what is it, I think 7 years in a row, they've lost this thing. But more importantly, 90-18-7, that's how Oklahoma dominates that in-state rivalry. Just the idea of, yes, this year you might be better than your opponent, but how hard is it to escape history? The mentality of something's going to go wrong. We'll talk about that next hour in the show. John Middlecoff in a moment as well. Daniel Jeremiah in the third hour of the show. We got lots of stuff for you. By the way, the Doug Gottlieb Show brought to you by Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports, Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mac Jones is the quarterback of the first place doing the Patriots, but now he's become polarizing. Take a listen to why.
Is it pecan pie or pecan pie?
I don't like that.
You don't like pecan pie or pecan pie?
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
I don't know. I don't know if you've ever done anything crazy.
Apple pie, pumpkin pie.
I don't like apple pie either. I don't like
Wait, you don't like pie. Pecan pie or apple pie? Pumpkin pie?
Chocolate chips, chocolate cookies.
I like the chocolate stuff is good.
Well, now, part of it was I didn't feel like he was getting the proper time to really kind of flesh out his thoughts, but it felt like he was not a big fan of pies.
John, could you play an example of the host not letting the guest talk for me?
It's funny. It's very funny. It's ironic because it's true. But when you ask a guy, you know, what kind of pies you like, you got to let him flesh it out. Okay, so Jason Stewart, are you a pie guy?
I am, in general. Yeah, but I'm such a pumpkin pie fan this time of year. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's available the other 11 months of the year, but I don't know why. Why do we only eat pumpkin pie between now and New Year's Day?
Well, because I think this is the pumpkin time of year. This is when pumpkins are harvested. And by the way, you know, a pecan pie and pumpkin pie, there's a big discrepancy. There's also sweet potato pie. Have you ever had sweet potato pie?
I have. It's pretty good. Not my favorite, but it's good.
I like sweet potato pie a lot more than pumpkin pie because it's not as sweet. Not as sweet. I mean, this is, by the way, this is what I deal with. Crypto Chris hits me on direct message on Twitter. How about you grow a spine and speak out against the absurd rules and regulations set by the leagues that are forever changing the goalposts? They're so illogical. Hey, Chris, dear idiot, all of these rules are collectively bargained between the union and the league. There's no speaking out against rules that are collectively bargained upon. So if you think they're absurd, that's fine. You're allowed to. They agreed to them. Okay? This is buy anything and go like, man, that's a really, I can't believe that I have to come up with, when you close, buy a house, right? You have contingencies that can be removed. Well, we want 17 days to get financing. That's usually the number where I live, 17 days. Like, that's such an arbitrary number. How do we come up with 17 days? Do we count days that are in around the holidays? Like, what happens if I walk in and I want to buy a house today, but then we're off Thursday? Does Friday count? Like, all of these things. Like, look, these are, before you sign the document that says I want to purchase a house, you bargain for them. And once you sign it, it's done. You're arguing stupid stuff that you don't know anything about. Hey, I'm not going to rail against the rules. They're trying to have a league. They're trying to make billions of dollars. They're trying to get people in the stadiums. They're trying to limit it so that it doesn't spread like wildfire through their locker rooms. I don't know where they come up with some of these days. I do know why many of the rules exist, but I don't want to get into it. Here's the point. If you're dumb enough to think that the leagues can come down with these rules and not have a collectively bargain with the players, then you should pay attention or maybe listen to Dumb Dumb Sports Talk that doesn't deal with reality. Sorry, let's get back to pies. John Ramos, your favorite pie?
My favorite pie is cherry pie.
Sweet cherry pie?
Just cherry pie. I don't know. Maybe I've had sweet cherry pie and I just didn't know it was extra sweet, but just cherry pie. Yeah.
No, sweet cherry pie is a song, John.
By Warrant.
Yeah. By Warrant.
Oh.
and the late, great Tawny Katayan, wasn't she in that video?
No, I think she was in the Great White videos, not the Warrant videos.
Sweet cherry pie.
Yeah.
Female actress. Let's see.
Yeah, I have a feeling that the lyrics of that song are no longer appropriate.
Bobby Brown was the name of the performer.
Okay.
Bobby Jean Brown. Okay. Different Bobby, a former beauty pageant.
Got it.
Contestant.
Yeah, Tawny Katayan was the White Snake. I'm sorry. White Did snake. I say Great White? It's White Snake. Yeah.
White Snake. Here I go again.
That's
on my
right.
own,
mm-hmm.
going down. The only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. Right? What's the next line? Line me. Line!
Good. You know what? I was thinking of the song, She's Only 17. Now, that one, we can never play again. But I think Sweet Cherry Pie is pretty good.
17.
Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. And I made up my mind I ain't wasting no more time. Just another heart in need of rescue, waiting on love's sweet charity. I'm going to hold on for the rest of my days because I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. Here I go again on my own. Anyway, yes, there's lots of songs. Fat Bottom Girl, right? Like that one's, don't think that one's coming back, right? Hey, man, I just came up with a song. It's called Fat Bottom Girls. They make the rock and roll go round. Great song. Not going to make it to the album this time. What was your... She's Only 17?
I don't know. Yeah. Who sang that one?
It's like a one name. It's a guy's last name.
Winger.
Yeah, Winger.
Of course, Winger. Winger, Warrant.
Winger, Warrant. Big hair band. Big hair.
Winger and Warrant.
Big hair. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there's some lines in there that there's no chance in 2021 they get made. John Middlecoff joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. So now Aaron Rodgers says he was joking about COVID toe because somebody from the New York Times ripped him. Middlecoff, what do you think of the broken toe / not COVID toe of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I hadn't heard of COVID toe, so I think it was pretty clear he was probably making a joke. Now, you know, he's going, just looking on social media right now, a little overboard on the, usually players don't show their injuries. I mean, I get it. It just feels like he's in kind of drama queen mode. I thought the COVID toe was, I'm in agreement with him there, that the Wall Street Journal or New York Times or whoever, you know, come on. But Rodgers kind of now bragging that he has an injured toe. Is this the build up, you know, the MVP comeback story? Because I'll give him this. He looked pretty damn good last week against the Vikings. It wasn't his fault they lost that game.
Yeah, what went wrong for them against the Vikings?
I mean, Justin Jefferson right now is playing out of his mind. And I think ever since Jaire Alexander has been gone, the Packers defense has played really well. But the Vikings offense, and really the Niners offense they play this week, I mean, they're humming. I mean, Thielen's been incredible. He's got 3 touchdowns the last 3 games. I think Cousins has 7 touchdowns. Cook's averaging like 100 yards on the ground. We know how good he is catching the football. They're just a really tough offense to stop, and they played really well. And if it wasn't for a couple blown coverages, which is, you know, kind of the Vikings' downfall, they just don't cover that well, but you can score on the Packers if you're explosive outside. And Justin Jefferson right now, you know, him or Devontae Adams, probably the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, no, he's an unbelievable freak of nature. What do you think happens in Seattle at the end of the year?
I think it's over, Doug. I do not expect Pete Carroll to be back. Now, he's a unique 70-year-old. You know, he doesn't want to just go retire in Florida with all of his money and play golf. So he's not going to go quietly, and he's in charge. And I think I'm sure you saw that article last week, I think, or maybe a couple weeks ago about coaches' pay. I mean, Pete makes a lot of money. So it could get dicey. Now, the other question is Russell going to force him out and then ask for his own coach? Is Russell going to, you know, even once Pete's gone, still demand to be gone? I don't think – I said this on the podcast. I guess it will come out Friday. I could see Pete Carroll – like, no one in the NFL is hiring Pete Carroll. Could he be a sleeper for USC, a little Mac Brown style on a much higher level at University of North Carolina, just come back for a couple years? Because you know, I would keep an eye on that. Now, I know the timing's a little off with the recruiting, but I do not expect Pete Carroll to be back. Russell's probably a coin flip.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right? You got John Snyder, you got who got an extension, you got Pete who got an extension, you got Russell Wilson. Like, I agree with you. I think if you're going to get rid of the other two, it's harder to find a quarterback than it is a coach and a general manager.
100%. I mean, I do think John Snyder and Russell, I would imagine, have a pretty good relationship. Again, that's a complete educated guess. Now, if Russell – here's the thing. Russell would have the juice to pull an NBA-type move. If he wanted them all gone, they'd all be gone. If he wants just the coach gone, they'd be gone. If he wants them gone and he's also going to demand a trade, then it gets dicey. But I think that would be a good time to kind of move on from Pete. And I get asked a lot, like, who do you think if John Snyder stays, who would he hire? Well, no one knows, right? He was – Pete Carroll made him into a GM. In his whole tenure, he's had Pete. Now, I would guess, just the way the league's going, an offensive coach – obviously, if Russell stays, I think it'd be a lock. You'd get an offensive coordinator type. If Russell were to leave, who knows? You know, I just would imagine they'd go on a big search, and I'm sure they would have, what would you guess, 3 number ones and a couple twos and maybe a 3. I mean, they'd have a lot of picks over the next couple of years, given that they don't have their own.
Yeah, I mean, that would be starting over, right?
What do you think about Pete at USC? You think that's a pipe dream, or you think?
I think it'd be an amazing thought. Like, why wouldn't, like, again, I didn't think there's anything sinister about Carson Palmer. Like, Carson Palmer going, like, you know, just let's just spitball something. Like, what about Mike Tomlin? What he's looking for is, right, find a guy who is overqualified, who's unhappy or about to get fired, but you know could do the job. And that's the perfect guy, you know. And then hopefully what you do is you go, okay, Pete, now what you got to do is you got to get
groom
the next whoever. Yeah, you got to groom a guy. Whoever the next guy is, like, let's figure that one out, and we'll massively pay him, which, by the way, was the plan at Texas with Muschamp, and then Muschamp left. Right? Muschamp left, and then he took jobs, and it didn't work out.
It worked with Bobby Bowden and Jimbo at Florida State. He won him a national championship.
Sure. And they stepped aside.
It can work.
It can work, and all depends on where you are in life. I think it's a tremendous call. What do you think the Browns do at the end of this thing?
Well, I mean, I think they're going to miss the playoffs, so what are your options? There's not a good quarterback draft. I guess you could take a guy in the mid rounds, but I think you have one more year with Baker. You play him on the fifth-year option and try to get him healthy this offseason, but more than likely, he's going to need potentially several surgeries. So are we going to get one of those where he doesn't even throw up until training camp, and then he kind of has a built-in excuse? I think they already kind of knew. You know, he was pretty limited. You know, and there wasn't – I would say Dak falls under this a little bit. Obviously, he's better than Baker, but – the Cowboys truly liked him more than most people outside of the Cowboys building. So he was worth a lot to the Cowboys. But Jerry was a trump card there. Like, he was emotionally spent. There's no emotion with Stefanski or with Andrew Berry.
Yeah, he didn't draft him.
No. And, you know, to me, he gets his one more shot next year to kind of prove – I don't really know. He's never going to prove he's like a top five guy, but that he can be the starting quarterback. Could you get him for like, I don't know, 4 years, $100 million, and pay him like $25 million a year? Sounds crazy, but who knows what his other options are going to be. I would imagine everything's going to be on the table except paying him a lot of money.
Yeah, I would agree, but I just how you handle it in the meantime is all right. What about the Giants? Right, was Jason Garrett the problem?
No, I mean their team's terrible. Their offensive line stinks. Their quarterback never should have been a top 10 pick. Their best player, you know, talent wise, has not been the same since he's been hurt, in Saquon Barkley. Joe Judge, I mean, in what world would anyone think that, like, just this lifetime, not even a coordinator, I mean, he coordinated special teams, but offense or defense, and he gets hired at like 39, 40 years old to be a CEO head coach with a team that's not that talented, with a GM who's not doing a good job? What do people expect to happen? Now, I mean, you can fire Jason Garrett all you want and put in Freddie Kitchens. Like, nothing's going to change. The problem is going to be, okay, you fire Gettleman. Well, so the next GM has to just inherit Joe Judge? Does he just have to keep him for a year and kind of put him on like a judgment zone? You know, they're out of whack. It's why, you know, once you hire Joe Judge, you know, with kind of a – I know he's not a lame duck because he lasted more than 1 year, but with Gettleman, they're just constantly in this rotation of never getting two guys on the same cycle, and it's really screwed them up.
Yeah, I think Gettleman knew what he was doing, right? I think he thought that was going to buy him a little bit more security. And turns out, obviously, it has not. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Am I wrong that the Niners are one of the two or three most dangerous teams here heading into the month of December?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out. Whoever wins this game, I think, would fall in that category. Because I would put the Vikings right there, too. Now, I know that they got some situation going on this morning with their pass rusher. So that's not ideal. But, you know, I think both the two teams right now have dynamic offenses. And like we talked about earlier with Jefferson, Thielen, and Cook, Niners are the same thing. They got their kind of core three of Kittle, Ayuk starting to come on, and Debo's been an all-pro level player. And Jimmy the last couple weeks has played well. Trent Williams, the best left tackle in football. Because, you know, Kyle and the Shanahan family, they got a bunch of rotating running backs. Kind of comes down to their defense. Nick Bosa is a monster. I mean, I love Joey, but he's better. He's just more consistent. His motor is incredible. His motor reminds me of like a young Khalil Mack on the Raiders. It just never stops. Now, the rest of their defense isn't as good as it was a couple years ago. I went to the playoff game against the Vikings when they killed them, and Kirk Cousins can't move. So if you can get pressure on him, you can screw him up. The problem is, beside Bosa, they don't exactly have like Buckner, you know, ain't walking through the door. So I think if they win this week, then they get Seattle reeling. All of a sudden you could look up and be like, damn, the Niners are, you know, 9-6 in a couple weeks. Like, that is possible. But this week is huge. I kind of look at the standings. I actually think there's basically five NFC teams are set, right? The Bucks, the Packers, the Rams, the Cardinals, and the Cowboys are going. Then there's three teams, in my opinion. The Saints are out. The Panthers are out because their quarterback situations are a debacle. And the Eagles are coming on a little bit, and their schedule's easy. So you got the Eagles, the Niners, and the Vikings. So to me, there's those three teams for these last two spots, and I think the next couple weeks it's going to play out a little bit.
Are you a buyer into the Patriots?
I am. I mean, anytime you can play defense like that and you have an elite head coach, and they don't ask their rookie quarterback to do that much. People get so mad, like, dinking and dunking. Like, Tom Brady made a living up dinking and dunking. Like, it's okay to do that, and he's really good at it. When they've asked him to push the ball down the field, as long as he doesn't turn it over, they're going to win because they turn the ball over. I talked to a buddy in the league. He's like, bro, I just watched the Patriot film. Their front seven is, like, from the mid-90s. And I think you and I have talked about, like, it's got some parallels to those early 2000 teams. They are really, really good up front. And then their DBs, I mean, McCourty's just, you know, an all-time Patriot vet, you know, and J.C. Jackson has kind of become their Gilmore. He's picking the ball off every game. So if you can't run it on them, and then they turn the ball over in their defensive backfield, and then offensively they control the clock with a run game. Now they got the tight ends healthy, and they got the hoodie. To me, the two teams right now that feel like I wouldn't want to mess with come January in the AFC would be Belichick and Andy Reid's squad, that's for sure.
I cannot figure out why the Chargers change coaches and still have same Chargers problems. Can you?
In the water, you think?
I don't know, but like that, the game is over. Blocked punt, terrible play calling on fourth down. I know they won the game and you beat the Steelers and you got to feel good about yourself, but God, that almost felt like a loss.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably not many people that talk about sports that probably are as locked into like Charger football and watch more AFC West than guys like me and you over the years. I would put this team, you know, some of those Schottenheimer teams in like the mid 2000s were unreal. But of the last like decade, some of their playoff team, this team talent wise is pretty good. I mean, they got some flaws. So do most teams in the NFL.
Yes.
But I mean, when those two receivers are on the field, when Eckler's flying around and Herbert's playing well, they have enough talent on defense. And everyone loves Brandon Staley. And I got nothing against him, but like his defense, you know, needs to be a little better. Like, and the other thing is, he's not a CEO head coach, right? He's calling the defense. And their offense has been, you know, it went through a stretch where their offense wasn't playing that well, you know, and some of it was Herbert making some bad decisions. I also think I like Eckler a lot, but they are very just dependent. Like they're running, they don't have like another big back that they can just hammer. So that's probably one kind of fatal flaw. We'll see if it comes to roost in December as they play some outside games. I guess they've already gone to KC, but I think they still have to go to Denver.
Yeah, still have to go to Denver.
I mean, running the ball, the one thing I've seen with the Niners the last couple weeks, and they've been the extreme example, it's kind of like basketball, Doug. You know this. If you're not hitting shots, Steph Curry, go to the rim.
Get layups.
Right? If your passing game's a little off, just kind of run the ball and get a couple first downs just running the ball. Everyone can breathe a little bit. Your defense can, you know, take a deep breath on the sideline. Your quarterback can kind of get his rhythm. And I think that's something sometimes they get away from. Just because personnel, you can't just hammer Eckler all game.
No, I get it. And then they try and hammer Eckler on fourth down, and that's not really what he does.
They need to, like, to me, in the offseason, they need to, like, maybe
AJ, like an A.J. Dillon. Yeah, like an A.J. Dillon type.
100%.
Yes. Yes. I completely agree. Are we seeing the ceiling with Dak, right? Because there have been people like, well, Dak's a top five quarterback. Like, yeah, I haven't seen it, you know. And I know he puts up a lot of yards. Now they had massive injuries, right?
He got hurt too.
Okay, so is it just injuries, or is this the ceiling with Dak that he's not what those elite guys are?
Yeah, I was, I guess, would be considered a hater. Didn't love the contract, and then I was the first to say, like, that first 6-7 games, he looked awesome. Then he got the calf injury, and he hasn't been the same. I don't even count the Falcon game, but two of the last three games, the Denver game and definitely the Chiefs game, he was really bad. Now, like you said, I mean, Amari didn't get back, so he's out. CD gets knocked out in that game. Because when it's hard to not be – I mean, you could put probably most quarterbacks when they're fully healthy and the offense going to look okay, right? But if you take a couple guys away, like that's what – like Aaron Rodgers can just take you out with one good player. And that's not really Dak's thing. Now, maybe it's – again, the calf injury, maybe he's not moving as well. And he's never, for an athletic guy, like I don't ever view Dak as a runner. He is a true, like, pass-first guy. But that game against the Chiefs, he was terrible, you know. And it's a simple, we were just talking about the Chargers, like Herbert made a bunch of plays in that game. Like, it's a quarterback league. So did Ben. That's why they were in the game. Like, you need, especially once you start paying guys big coin, they need him to overcome. Like, if Amari's gone, like, we can bitch and moan and, you know, whatever you think about it. Like, he's just gone. So can you overcome it? We've seen the Cowboys do have enough other guys, you know, for him to throw it around. You can't – scoring 9 points, you know, in a game like that is just unacceptable. And some of it's on the coach, right, in the play caller. You just got to find a way to manipulate yards, get yards. And definitely when you get to the red zone, you got to score touchdowns, not kick field goals. So I would expect them to have a little bit of a get-back game tomorrow against, I don't know, a team that's just leaking oil at a rapid rate in the Raiders.
Yeah, especially when you're at home, you know, and you should be healthier, although you don't have Amari Cooper. And we'll see what that looks like. John, have a happy Thanksgiving. Are you a pie guy or another dessert guy?
Yeah, I'm probably more of like just a, you know, ice cream guy, but I can do, you know, chocolate pies, banana cream pies. Pumpkin pie to me is a no-go.
Why?
I just don't really like it, you know. And I like pumpkin seeds, you know, like when you put them in the oven.
And bake them, yeah.
I like that, but the taste of pumpkin pie to me, I'm a sweets guy. I mean, I got. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not as sweet as the traditional pies. And so that's why I like it more than the traditional pies. Totally fair.
So you're a pumpkin pie truther?
I can't. Honestly, I'm not a big dessert guy. I'm not. But if I do a dessert, I prefer the sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie kind of variety. More so than something that you take one bite into and you're just sensory overload with all that sugar.
You prefer something like closer to the meal than the dessert.
Yeah.
That's good. That's why you're probably much better shaped than me.
Well, I also, and I'm going to share this at the top of next hour. I also think, you know, like I've always been a, it all goes in one place sort of guy. I think Thanksgiving, like my favorite part about Thanksgiving is when I have all the stuff on the plate and I mix it all together. Like that's, you get.
I agree.
Right?
I'm in agreement there.
Cranberry sauce has no useful time in my life with one exception. When I have Thanksgiving dinner and I have stuffing or dressing and turkey and mashed potatoes, like I need something for a little bitterness and a little sweetness and it brings it all together. But you can only get that if you mix all your food together. Yeah, I'm not one of these, you know, divide every sort of food into their quadrant sort of guy and eat them as I go.
I'm not either. It's all for one on that plate.
All right, little Three Musketeers idea. Thanks so much for joining us.
See you, bro. Later.
John Middlecoff, check out his podcast. It's called Three and Out. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you earned at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. The New Orleans Saints have never lost on Thanksgiving, or have they? Find out next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Ilo, what do you got?
A game, real news, fake news.
A game that gets harder and harder to play with each passing week. First item, Doug. Saints taking on the Bills on Thanksgiving tomorrow. The New Orleans Saints are a perfect 3-0 all time on Thanksgiving. Real or fake?
That sounds like fake news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Improved to 3-0 with a victory over the Falcons on Thanksgiving 2 years ago. Who knew?
Didn't know.
Speaking of not knowing, the Detroit Lions. Referring to his quarterback Jared Goff's chances of playing against the Bears tomorrow, Detroit head coach Dan Campbell said that Jared Goff is, and I quote, a 60% chance of being 50-50, unquote. Real or fake?
Jared Goff, that's real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
I thought he was better today, you know? I mean, I think it's leaning that way for Goff. We'll see. I would say there's a 60% chance of it being 50-50.
The millennial answer, Doug, to Yogi Berra saying that 90% of baseball is half mental or something like that?
Baseball is, 50%? 75%, 50% physical, 75% mental, something like that. You know, 70. It was 75% physical. The other half is mental, right? Something like that.
Dan Campbell challenging his inner Yogi. New England Patriots linebacker Matthew Judon saying this week that macaroni and cheese is a must-have at Thanksgiving dinner. Real or fake?
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
Yeah, he actually said that mac and cheese at Thanksgiving, quote, it's disgusting. Get it off the table. Bathrooms will be less busy, unquote. Your thoughts?
I like some mac and cheese. I didn't have it around my Thanksgiving table when I was a kid, but when we went to college, it was a must. Guys from the South, I don't know where Judon's from. Guys from the South love them some mac and cheese.
He's got to stop going over to Belichick's house to have the macaroni and cheese that he cooks, apparently. Final item. Yesterday was the third time in the history of the AP poll that the number one and number two men's and women's teams faced off on back-to-back days. Is that real or fake?
Real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
In addition to Gonzaga, UCLA, on the women's side, number one South Carolina beat number two UConn in the Bahamas, 73-57.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
The quote, Isaac, is baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical.
I knew it.
So there's some There's some bad math there is really what it comes down to. The new college football playoff standings are out. I have a chaos theory. It's next.